For French Polynesia, today marks the 51st anniversary of the first French nuclear test in the Pacific, an event which will be marked with marches and remembrance. In 1966, the atoll of Mururoa was struck by the first of France's 193 nuclear tests in the South Pacific, which has had lasting effects on the region. Roland Oldham, the head of the nuclear veterans organisation Mururoa e Tato, recently returned from the UN conference on a treaty to prohibit nuclear weapons, where he shared his experiences as a victim. Mr Oldham told Mackenzie Smith that 51 years on from the first test in Mururoa, the catastrophic event was no less significant.
There is a marsh plan by the other organization with whom we are working, an organization called 143. They are starting the march on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And on Sunday, they'll be arriving at the place, a central place in Papeete, where the ceremonies of remembering the first test will happen. And this march is also for continue to inform our people about the damage on generation to come, environment and all the rest. And on top of that, we have some priority. For this year, but we are aiming at, you know, and so that will be the big thing about this this 2nd of July. For example, the system of education, we have to put in our system of education the study of nuclear in Polynesia, how it's happened, why it did happen on the workers, on the civilian, and on the future generation, and the same thing about the environment. And some other points that are very important, we are battling as well to have a center of mémoire, we said in French, that's to keep all the information somewhere here, where this, all the information during this 30 years of nuclear testing, those documents have to be somewhere, and those documents should be accessible to scientists, to researchers, to students, to the lot of us. That is a very important point. That's what we call the center of memoir. And also, we have other projects about doing some research on second and third generation, because we find out there are still some, there are new things that we're finding out. The more we go with this nuclear issue, we're finding out things.
With it being 51 years, I mean, it's obviously a long time, and there's concerns, you know, over the more time passes, the less victims are around to remember it and acknowledge it for what it is. So, I mean, does it feel like time is maybe running out to get the proper recognition?
You can say that. You're right. But the reality is that the damage of nuclear will not stay to one generation. So that's why we have to keep up the thing, transmit all this information to next generation for them to carry on the battle. Of course, time is running up when you talk about former workers that are dying one after the other, but now it's the children and then the grandchildren that are affected by it as well. That's why it is running out. But on the other hand, we did, if we be a bit positive, we did succeed to have a few things, for example, the opening of the military archive, the making of a law for compensation. Of course, that law is not perfect, and so there's still a lot to do about that. So it's something that the story of nuclear will never end. We know when it started, but we don't know when it's going to end. It seems to me there is no ending, because of what we know exactly, of the situation that we know about the health and about the environment, is still very, very alarming for the future generation. For example, when you talk about Fukushima and the situation of Mururoa is very unstable, the atoll of Mururoa that could sink in the ocean any day. And all this situation is worried for the next generation. That's why it is important that everybody know all this, and it is important that the generation to come to continue this battle. And I think that also the banning of nuclear weapon is all this battle joined somewhere.
That's the president of Mururoa e Tato, Roland Oldham.